T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com insider, our good buddy Rick Bucher. Rick, what's happening, buddy?
Gentlemen, how out of water do you guys feel, considering it's the finals and no Cleveland Cavaliers?
We're sick about it. And our Indians are terrible right now. The good news is the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl.
Always got to set that bar high when you do the face plant. You know, if you're going to go, you're going to go big, go strong.
There'll be no face plant, Rick. I mean, the Browns aren't going to be good.
They'll be good. I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl, but they should, they should compete for the division. We'll maybe go to the playoffs. We'll see.
Are you predicting a Browns face plant?
No, I'm a little leery of that. The expectations just seem extreme. And yeah, I think they could compete for the. I think they can compete for a playoff spot. I think they're looking at the wild card, though.
We'll see. I don't know this. You know, Steelers. The division is going to be really interesting because obviously the Steelers.
It is.
You know, just lost two key players and change of chemistry. We'll see. The Ravens are kind of starting over with Lamar Jackson. It'll be a fascinating. What is your favorite? I mean, you cover basketball, obviously. What is your favorite sport as a fan? Do you have one?
Oh, I wouldn't say I have a favorite sport as a fan. You guys are well aware, maybe you're not. I'm from Cincinnati, so when we start talking about AFC North, I have to be generally quiet because you can always tell the and Browns fans feel like I have no reason to complain, but the joke I've long said is you can always tell the Bengals fan because he's just pure scar tissue. I don't know how you relate that to a Browns fan, but I've done my share of suffering between the Reds and the Bengals.
Well, I grew up a Bengals fan, Rick, and I'm jumping on board the Browns this season, and I'm as a Bengals fan. Mike Brown's just a terrible owner. He's as awful as it gets. The guy's a disgrace to the sport.
Well, the difficulty for me is he's a Dartmouth grad, as am I. So I can't hate on him quite as much as I'd like to.
Yeah. Well. All right. Fair enough, Rick. Let's get
my bird.
Yeah, that's true. Rick, let's get to the NBA Finals here in Kevin Durant. You know, it's been obviously a lot of people wanting to put blame on the Warriors, put blame on the doctors, whoever it may be. And my take on this has been for 2 days, why do we have to blame anybody? I mean, Kevin Durant didn't die. He got an injury. It stinks. He's still probably going to get a max contract. I don't personally blame the Warriors unless you believe that the doctors lied to him about whatever. I think it's a personal decision. He made it. He showed some toughness and grit. It's unfortunate how it ended up. You agree with that? Disagree with that? What do you think?
Well, the problem is that there's a lot that we don't quite know.
Sure.
But we have glimpses. If Steve Kerr is saying that he didn't think that he could hurt himself any worse. Kyle Lowry is playing with an injury where he can't hurt himself any worse. Kevon Looney. An injury where he can't hurt himself any worse. What I was hearing all along since KD suffered the injury was that this was something that he should not play with, that he should not play with in this series.
Right.
And that if he did, that he was risking exactly what happened. From what Steve Kerr is saying, that's not what the doctors were telling him. And if KD made the decision to play based on the doctors telling him, well, you can't make it any worse. It's going to be another calf issue. You know, you might restrain it, but it's not going to be any worse than what you already have. Clearly that wasn't the case. And that's my issue. If KD made it, hey, you know what? You could rupture your Achilles and you could miss the entire year if you play. Go ahead and take a shot. You might not, but there's a chance of that. If he was informed of that and made his decision based on that, you're right. It's on him. He made that decision. Again, if you're the Warriors and you know all that, you know that KD wants to play. And maybe you need to save him from himself. They did it with Klay Thompson. They weren't going to let him play. So I just think it's it's possible that he either got some misinformation or the Warriors could have saved us from this. And that's based on what I was hearing, which was this was a very good possibility if he played. When it happened, I wasn't surprised. I was disappointed, but I wasn't surprised.
You know, it's funny. They do win the game, though. And I don't know if they win the game without him. I mean, they hit 23s.
No, you're right.
They hit 23s and win by 1 point. So his 11 points were vital.
Well, not only that, but it just the energy that he gave them, the confidence, the you know, guys getting rolling, and then they get their confidence, and as a result, they play different the rest of the way.
Yep.
No, I don't think there's any way that they win that game unless he plays. Mm-hmm. That said, if the Warriors played him with the idea that, well, you know what, our biggest concern is, we just need to win this game. We need to extend the series. And if we need to sacrifice KD to do that, then that's what we have to do. And the I guess what troubled me a little bit was Joe Lacob, the owner, saying, we respect that KD played. And I'm thinking, okay, are you showing me your hand? Are you telling me that all that mattered was that you won this game? Because the fact that he's going to miss next year, I would regret that he played. I would say, yeah, we won the game. Yeah, we extended the series. But it cost KD a season. And at the time, they didn't even know what it would cost him. We still don't know clearly what it's going to cost him. Pretty certain it's going to be a year. I don't know that I celebrate that. I don't know that I look at that and I respect that. I think my heart would be where what it cost KD, and is that really worth extending a series that you still may not win?
We're talking with Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports Insider. Rick, I wanted to go back to, you know, did the doctor say he couldn't hurt it further to him, and then he obviously could have.
Right.
Didn't he have his own doctors looking at him? It wasn't just the team doctors, right? I mean, and would they have told him that if it wasn't true?
I don't know. I don't know what they told him. This is the one thing I do know, that if Steve Kerr was told that, and I'm going to assume that he's telling us the truth.
Right.
There was only one set of doctors who had the wherewithal to say he can't play. The Warriors always had the option to say, we're not going to activate you. We're not going to put you on the court.
Right.
You're not going to play. And so, again, with the way things turned out and what I know KD pushed, and I'm, from what I've been told, it's not as if the Warriors pushed him as like the front office.
Right.
But we know how his teammates felt. We know that DeMarcus Cousins is playing. Andre Iguodala is playing. Klay Thompson is playing. Now, are they all playing with injuries that are chronic? Are they all playing with injuries that could have cost them a year in coming back? I don't know. But I was told that that was a possibility with KD. So not all of them, you know, not every situation is equal. But I understand for KD, if I'm in that locker room and I'm looking around and I see all these guys who are playing with injuries, I mean, as a competitor and as a teammate, I'd want to go if I could, and I'd take the risk. Sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but like my friends have to keep me from doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Like I'm willing, but I need somebody who's going to say, look, we're going to take the dispassionate view. We're going to take the, you're too invested in this emotionally. We're going to make the prudent decision on your behalf. And I guess there's just a part of me that feels like I look across the board and the Warriors clearly are like, let's get this three-peat. Let's do this thing, and we'll sacrifice almost anything. And I just look at it, and I'm not sure that sacrificing a year by Kevin Durant was worth something that I still don't think they're ultimately going to get done.
Rick Bucher is our guest, Radio.com Sports Insider. Rick, you know, you look at the series now as it shifts back to the Bay Area for Game 6, and mm-hmm. You know, Kevin Durant's, he's done. There's no hope of him coming back.
Yep.
He's done for a year at least. I think the Raptors win this on Thursday. You look at this, I mean, quarter by quarter, the Raptors have won 14 quarters in this series. The Warriors have won four, and one was with Kevin Durant. I mean, they've dominated the series. Now, listen, things could change, and there's pressure. We can't count for that, but the Raptors have dominated the series.
No doubt about it. They have proved that they are the better team. And even when KD came back, I thought it's going to help them offensively, but it's not going to solve the problems the Warriors have, which is they can't defend the Raptors consistently, not when they're able to play with size. The one thing that KD gave them was that they could play small ball, and it kind of changed the rotation, made it more difficult to keep Marc Gasol on the floor. With Kevon Looney, it added. They had a rotation, and I think you saw that in the last game where they could play small ball. Even in that instance, though, that game was there to be won by the Raptors. And you are right in that, you know, closing out a champion, closing out a finals game or a finals series for a team that's never done it, there's a learning curve there. They do have a guy in Kawhi Leonard who has done it, so he has that experience. And I think in the last game they relied a little too heavily on him just being able to bring it home. But the Oracle doesn't hold the same mystique or intimidation factor that it once did. These Warriors are not the same Warriors. I just don't think people have respected what the Toronto Raptors have done, and more important, what the Warriors have proved themselves to be, which is a beaten-up championship team that just simply doesn't have the requisite number of healthy bodies to be what they've been in the past.
Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports Insider, is with us. Rick, when we look at this upcoming offseason here, obviously, you know, first of all, how much does this injury to Durant affect his offseason, if at all, in your opinion? And where do you think we're going to see he and Kyrie and Kawhi and some of the other big names end up?
Well, and I don't really think that it affects anything as far as the market for Kyrie. The New York Knicks will still offer him a max deal. I would imagine that the Brooklyn Nets will do the same. Maybe the Los Angeles Clippers look at it and think twice, but I was just having a conversation today with somebody, and they were suggesting, no, if you can get Kawhi Leonard and then, you know, you got KD coming next year, you could contend this year and you could be even better next year. That would still be worth a road worth traveling. So I don't know that it changes from that perspective. The one question, and this is something that still needs to be answered, is, you know, how does KD feel about the Warriors?
Right.
And do the Warriors owe him anything as far as just going over the top? No question. Forget the opting in. Tear it up. We're going to give you a supermax. You're our number one priority. We owe that to you. And will that make a difference? Or, you know, reading his Instagram post on the surgery today and some of the things that his mother said on Good Morning America, there's some room for interpretation that they're not totally down with the Warriors medical staff right now. And that could loom large in terms of his decision. So ultimately, in spite of this, in spite of him not being able to play next year, I would say that it's still his domino has to fall first. And then all the other dominoes will fall. I can tell you that Kyrie thought he was going to be playing with KD next season, and he is gut shot over the fact that that is, regardless of what happens, that's not going to happen. The other part is that when it comes to the league as a whole, you know that he's not, even if he re-signs with the Warriors, he's not playing with the Warriors, which means it is wide open. I don't even know, you know, depending on whether Kawhi stays or goes in Toronto, I don't even know who you would say is the favored team. And from what I know about the NBA, that's not a good place to be. You want a stalking horse. Parity works great in the NFL. In the NBA, you want a team that everybody's gunning for, everybody's is adding pieces to try to beat. Because otherwise, we don't have all of the suspense and the movement and a lot of the transaction stuff that has become the lifeblood of this league.
Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports Insider with us. Rick, today the Cavs announced they had hired Lindsey Gottlieb, who's been the head coach at Cal for the last, I want to say, 7-8 years. Obviously, she's gone to a Final Four. Becomes the eighth woman assistant head or assistant coach. But the first time it's been a woman that was a head coach for a prominent program, obviously, is a big hiring. I think it sends a great message to all the young girls out there that, hey, there really is no reason a woman can't coach men like men coach women. What do you think about this? And do you think we'll see eventually, like, it's the one sport that has really been progressive and done a great job with this. Do you think we'll eventually see, whether it's Becky Hammon or whoever, a woman head coach in the NBA?
I do. I don't know how long it's going to take us to get there. And, you know, this is a big part of it. And I'm watching Becky Hammon's work and watch her work a summer league. It really is just a matter of respect and understanding the game. But it's, you know, basketball is a unique sport in this regard. It's always been, I think, somewhat progressive culturally and socially compared to baseball and football.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also that the women, the game that women play, the strategy mirrors it. I would say soccer in some ways probably it applies. You know, there's strategy, there's X's and O's, there's an approach to the game, there's a mindset that applies to both. And so there's no reason that you can't have that. So, yes, I don't know how long it's going to take us to get there, but certainly these inroads, we're having women as pioneers showing that it can be done. And I don't know, in some ways, I think it actually could be found gold, because I don't see guys creating the clash of egos with a woman coach the way we see it with male coaches. Whoever gets there first actually might be finding a serum that is the ideal match.
Interesting point, and you may be right. Rick, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.